Hello, Tenors. Here is a recording to help you with Simple Gifts. It's a traditional shaker melody as arranged by Grant Cochran. Okay. I think you probably know the melody. Straightforward, and what you sing throughout is either that melody or some harmonization of it. There are a few rhythmic irregularities as we go through, but I don't think anything that will flummox you. Okay, so let's look at the bottom of page 3 where it says Tutti men. This is the end of the third line going into the fourth line. Tis the gift. So let's try it. 1, 2, go. Straightforward. Now let's go to the very last note of page 4. You start out with the age-old words ooh. You do that for 1, 2, 3, 2 measures, and then you have the melody for "Tis the gift to come down where we ought to be." You'll see your words in the middle of the two staves, and then you go back to ooh. Okay. So and then you have some real harmony. Okay. So let's try it. This is the last note of page 4. 1, 2, ooh. Now tis. Back to ooh. Twill. One, two, three, t. Now you. Point out bottom of 5 when true simplicity, the basses start there. They say when, and then you come in on the third beat. When. So when. So you have a rest there. You'll see over the note, the bass is named for when. There's a half rest, the little hat there. And that means you take a 2-beat rest. And the same thing happens on the top of 6 at the end of the first measure. The basses sing to turn, and then you come in with to turn. So let's just try that verse again. That is the bottom of page 4, last note. You start with ooh. 1, 2, go. Tis the gift. Often that last consonant is on the where the rest is, the first beat of the bar. Okay, now let's turn to the next verse, top of 7. Tenors, here we go. Pretty straightforward, but a little bit of jazzy rhythm. So let's just try it first. Tis the gift, top of 7. 1, 2, 3. look at that rhythm a little more carefully. It's straightforward until you get to the end of line two. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. So the last measure, middle of seven, the notes are just a little longer. It's like this. When we find ourselves in the place just a little jazzy. Da, 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 da. So the words in and the are just a tad longer. They're da, 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 dum. And then there's a syncopation, downright jazzy, for 'twill be in the valley of love. Listen. One, two, three, t. So let's take it, tenors, top of page seven, and we'll see if we can do it with the altered rhythms. 'Tis the gift. One, two, go. Straightforward. Let's see where you get your note for the top of 86. It's the same note you ended with. So, and delight, rest, when true, etc. Rest, rest. Straightforward. Okay, we'd look at the last verse. This is at the top of page nine. 'Tis the gift. We're in a different key. You'll notice in the key signature it goes from one sharp, which is G major, to three sharps, which is A major. So it's just a little higher. There's the new key. So let me just play the transition. This is starting at the top of page nine. That's measure 101. We start in the old key. Okay, just jazzing it up, perking things up for the last verse. Okay, so let's see what we can do. I'll take it from the accompaniment played softly on 101, and then you come in, I'll play your part on 'Tis the Gift. And go. So let's try that again. Up the page. Go. Watch the rhythm. Of course, you're going to be watching the conductor. That's Mark Morgan, I think, on all these cutoffs. Okay, notice there is, just as with the previous verse, there is the rhythmic alteration. Page 9 at the bottom, measure 107. When we find ourselves, it's when we find ourselves in the place just right. in the place, just right. So place and just are a tad longer. They're worth 3/8 notes, not 2/8 notes each. When we find ourselves in the place, just right, almost downright rhythmic. I wonder what your average shaker would have thought of that. Okay, good. I hope that helps.